views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. My guest today is Rasha, author of Oneness and Now, A Journey to Oneness. She'll be sharing with us today ways that you can deepen your connection with the divine. But first, I want to remind you that the last 15 minutes of the show, we'll be doing call-in for tarot readings and intuitive coaching. And I want to give you the number for that, even though you won't be able to get the tarot reading until later in the hour. Let me give you the number now so you can write it down. It's 800-930-2819. And that's 800-930-2819. And have that handy and you'll be ready to call in later in the show. Well, let me go ahead and introduce Rasha to you and we'll jump right into this. A modern day messenger and author of the spiritual classic Oneness, Rasha has worked as a courier of divine guidance for over 20 years. In early 1998, she began a profound dialogue with the universal presence Oneness, the divinity that we all share. The teachings became the book Oneness, which has sold over 100,000 copies in the U.S. Her teachings are universal and focus on the personal experience of the divinity within each of us. Her latest book, A Journey to Oneness, Rasha reveals her own extraordinary odyssey through the labyrinths of consciousness. An incurable world traveler, Rasha divides her time between the remote mountains of northern New Mexico and the mystical hills of South India. There, in blessed silence, life is filled with the joys of transcribing the words of oneness for future volumes. Let's welcome Rasha to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Rasha.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me to be here today.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. And we planned for you to be on, more than a month ago, I think it was. And and then you had what you thought was altitude sickness. And now you're telling me there also was this inner ear infection going on.
Yeah, with a whole bunch of things converged to undermine our last date doing this interview. But so that's the past now.
So I'm curious, though, do you make meaning of that happening?
No, I think that was just plain bad luck.
Okay. Because I tend to believe that things happen the way they do for a reason, and maybe you were supposed to rest for a while or something.
Maybe
I don't know, you know.
Slow down. I think that's a message for everybody.
Exactly.
Deep breath.
Exactly.
Take it easy.
Yeah, rest for a while. So, you know, I want to dive right into talking about oneness because it is such a huge topic and really, I think, sometimes somewhat confusing to people what we even mean. And so I think a great place to start would be for you to just describe what you mean by oneness.
By oneness, you know, oneness is a word so many people are using nowadays.
Yes.
To mean a whole range of different things. So I can understand that people are confused.
Yes.
To what are we talking about here? What is referred to as oneness in this material that I've transcribed is a presence. This is a divine presence that is within each of us. Some people call this God. This is also taken on the grander scale, the collective of all of those fragments of identity that is each of us, is the universal oneness. So that word means that also. So it's the microcosm, the macrocosm, and everything in between.
Right. So
that,
it's...
That is oneness. The source of the information, the teachings in these books, is that source, oneness, because I never could have written that, and I don't think anyone else could have either. I didn't even understand what half of it meant when I was transcribing it.
But it's also kind of almost like paradoxical that oneness, you channeled this information from oneness, or you transcribed it from oneness.
I transcribed it.
But you are also part of oneness.
Yes, and you have to understand that oneness is not a static thing. This, therefore, not that. It is an exponential range of possibilities of perception, so that the level of oneness that comes in and dictates these teachings is not the same level as the oneness that walks around in this body and calls itself Rasha.
Oh, interesting.
Which is okay. Also, you know, a crumb of oneness. And yes, you perceive it as that. You know, there was a wonderful quote, and it turned up in the very beginning of the book, oneness, when I asked, like, well, what is oneness? And they said, as the drop of water is to the ocean, this is what oneness is. So if you ask the drop what it is, it can only answer, we're ocean. That's its essence. The essence is the same as the totality, but it's surely not the whole ocean.
Right.
It's the drop.
And I remember reading that, and that really was clarifying. It does help to understand it.
It helped me to put it in perspective, because each of us is surely not walking around as God with the big G.
Right.
Not at all. And but, yet you are not other than that.
Right, exactly. So it is a little bit mind-boggling sometimes to think of it that way. Yeah.
It's divinity with identity. It's you all the oneness, the universality, and the unique characteristics that distinguish this expression of oneness. That's you.
Right.
You're not the same as the next person.
Right.
And yet you are.
Yes, exactly.
So it's kind of a contradiction, and at the same time, not.
Well, and it makes me think, I mean, everything these days, too, is also relating to quantum physics or quantum mechanics, right? And there's the wave and there's the point, right? And it's like, okay, they're both the same, but they're both different. So to me, it's kind of a similar idea, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So now, both of these books, both Oneness and A Journey to Oneness, are books that, well, A Journey to Oneness is more about what your process was, but it also includes transcribed pieces from Oneness. But the first book, Oneness, was you transcribing teachings from Oneness.
And taking it down like a secretary,
right.
Taking dictation word for word.
So
it was a manual.
So how did that happen?
How did it happen? Gradually. I was one of these people who was led down the primrose path. I didn't realize what was happening, but all those years, all the other channeled teachers that I had worked with were preparing me to come in and transcribe material at the magnitude of oneness. In the beginning, I wouldn't have been ready.
Sure, right.
To do this. So it started for me in 1987. And by the time oneness was introduced in 1998, I had been very carefully trained how to do this. The lessons of discernment. How do you know what this is? Is it worth listening to? How can you tell? I was drilled and schooled so that when oneness came in, I was in a state of consummate surrender. I knew how to identify what my source was and to get myself out of the way.
So, so it sounds like part of it was being learning how to know what the difference was between this divine message and what I would call ego, your other self.
Your own thoughts.
Right.
Not to mention anything else out there that may want to grab the microphone and get a word in it twice. That happens too. I mean, it's a circus when you start dealing with this. Not only those of us that are transcribing divine wisdom, but those of us who are sitting in audiences and listening to material that's coming through. How do you know?
Right, right.
Whether it's worth listening to or is this nonsense? So these are the principles that I was prepared with so that when the information came through in 1998, I was virtually able to start right off the bat and transcribe that book. They say they had been prepared to work with me for 1.5 to 2 years, and it was a matter of weeks.
Wow.
We were right in it.
Wow.
And I transcribed it. It took 4 years to document the entire 400-page book, Oneness, because, of course, in between, I was living my life.
Yes. Yeah, you weren't just 24/7. Yeah.
No, but living out the training in this. Ooh. So you put the work aside, not even knowing why, you just put it aside for a while. And sure enough, you were living out an illustration of what you had just written. And the amazing thing is, this is exactly what people are reporting is happening when they're reading these books. Is they're learning it at an experiential level, not mentally.
Right.
You're not grasping these concepts with your mind. You are actually embodying the principles. So you're learning from your own experience, not just taking somebody's word for it. So that's what was happening to me. I'd write a couple of chapters, and then I put it down. And then I was clobbered with one of these experiences. And I was
It's just much more powerful that way.
Oh, much more.
Yeah. Well, we need to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, I want to talk about what some of those experiences were. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Rasha about oneness. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Rasha, the author of Oneness and Journey to Oneness. And before we talk more, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find you, Rasha, and to find your books. So can you share that information for the listeners?
Absolutely. There is a website, onenesswebsite.com. It's easy to remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there you can sign up for some wonderful email series. They're absolutely free that include quotations from the book Oneness, gorgeous photography. Then there's an audio email series also that gives you 1 minute of divine wisdom. You can close your eyes and click the link and hear my voice reading one of the most powerful paragraphs of from the book.
Oh, that's a great thing. Yeah, that's lovely.
They're two really wonderful series. They're absolutely free. We're not selling you anything. It's my gift to everybody. So check it out, oneswebsite.com. There's all sorts of nice things on.
And then can people purchase the books there? They're available Amazon,
yes,
other places?
Can.
Okay.
They're available on Amazon. Oneness, if you want autographed copies to give as gifts, there is a link on the homepage.
Oh, great.
That's a clue.
Great. Yeah, that's a clue. Yeah, exactly. Right on the homepage. That's easy to find. That's good.
It's easy to find. If anybody wants an autographed copy to give as a gift, you can get it there.
That's wonderful. So before the break, we were talking about how you kind of got started with this transcribing and, you know, the kind of back and forth between the, you know, living your life and then transcribing and then putting it aside for a while and learning lessons. And so say some more about that and how that became these books.
Yeah, I was transcribing the book Oneness at the same time I was living my life and journaling about it. I was writing down my trials and tribulations and getting personal guidance from Oneness that I thought was just for me. And then years later, I was told that, oh, by the way, that's going to be the basis of another book. And I was absolutely startled because I never intended to share any of that. That was my personal journey. And yet, over time, I came to realize that the teachings I had transcribed were universal, a lot of them, and really applies to everyone.
Well,
so it took me years to make my peace with it because I'm so shy. I thought there's no way I'm going to tell all of this. And then I realized I think it was important that I did. And I didn't whitewash it either. This book is complete with all of the stumbling and falling on your face that happens to all of us, but nobody talks about it very much.
Which, frankly, I think that's why it's important to talk about it, because when it's happening to me, it's good to know that I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who has experienced this.
Exactly. It's a roller coaster ride, and it's been described as that. There, yes, are exalted moments. They're exquisite moments of divine connectedness. And at the same time, a day or two later, you are back where you started, and you think, how did it ever get this crazy? And this is the ups and downs of spiritual transformation that most people don't prepare you for. And you think, you know, you're going to be in divine bliss only. It's not like that. So that's why I felt guided to tell it like it was, complete with the warts, quite an extraordinary journey I went on. And I had all sorts of teachers and would-be gurus, and spent a lot of the time, the 7 years that this covers, in India, seeking truth, as the classic little Bo Peep who goes to India looking for a guru, and all the misadventures I got into. It's actually, some of it is quite comical, but at the
well,
same time,
good.
Profound.
Yeah, I mean, you know, humor is good. It's a good thing. Well, you know, I'm really, it's interesting to me to hear that about the ups and downs. I know you talk about it being like a roller coaster, because I was just thinking myself personally this morning about, because I've gone through a lot of growth over the last, well, I mean, I've been doing it off and on for most of my adult life, but really focused in that way for the last 7 or 8 years, and really intensely for the last 2 years. And this morning I was just thinking, because I've had a number of practitioners I've worked with, and I have someone that I've been seeing recently, and I really do feel is helpful. But what I feel like happens to me is sometimes I get, you know, there's always more, right? And we work on one thing and we get that lesson, but there's always something else right behind it. And so I sometimes end up feeling like I haven't made any progress at all. Is that part of what you experienced?
I think we start to recognize that the life experiences we have are opportunities to put our understandings into practice. It's so many of us have read all these books. We've gone to all these workshops. Theoretically, we get what the principles are.
Mm-hmm.
But until you've lived it, until you can apply it to a real-life challenge, you don't know for sure, you know, where you're at. So I feel that a lot of the misadventures some of us are getting into, especially those of us that have been at it for a while, that really understand it, why is life so challenging, this is yet another opportunity to put it to the test, to say, okay, you're so smart, let's see how you handle this one. That's what happened to me. I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. I'm transcribing the Word of God. Why is my life such a mess?
Right.
Yeah. And they said to me, you can't teach it if you haven't lived it, Russia. I thought, oh, great.
Yeah.
For those out there listening who are having a rough ride, this may be why. You're strengthening that muscle. You are learning to reprogram yourself so that your knee-jerk reactions to the prompts of life are different. You're not just getting your buttons pushed in the ways that you used to. You're reprogramming yourself so that your instinctive response to what happens in life is different. And it serves you, not undermines you. That's what some of these challenges are about. And they are doozies. You get clobbered. And I took notes. And the journey to oneness was the result of it. It's a 7-year trials and tribulations journey. And it's got some of my original journaling in it. It's got some profound wisdom from oneness that is not included in the first book, Oneness, at all, but is the next step in integrating my understandings of what those principles were really saying, and how do you make that real in
right,
your life?
Right. Well, I
not
know
spouting philosophy.
Well, and I know that, you know, the first part of the book, you talk about how you even came to be in the place where this started happening, and basically your life was in a shambles. Everything had fallen apart.
Wipe out.
Yeah. And I loved that, because you ask oneness, you know, why did I keep experiencing the same type of situation over and over? And what was the answer?
Why does it happen again and again? The repetition of it?
Right. And I was thinking of your specific situation. There was something that you were not doing.
Oh,
but
why? Why was I was not really believing where I was going. I was not believing that, in fact, I was a spiritual person. I was not taking that aspect of my life seriously. It was a hobby. It was something that I was doing as a passing interest instead of realizing that it was the answer to everything. You don't really get who you are until who you're not is eliminated.
Right.
If you're someone who is in this in a very big way, and if it's your destiny to be writing books and guiding others, you're going to be very purposefully taken off the wrong path that you may be on, be it a relationship or a focus on business or whatever you may have thought you were here to do. If that's not, in fact, your life's purpose, that will be extracted from your script. Have no doubt. That's what happened to me.
Well, and just briefly, because we only have a minute till we need to go to the next break, but when everything fell apart and you headed to Florida, did you have an idea in mind what you were going to do, or you were just going there to regroup?
None. I had no idea. Okay. I was absolutely in shock. I had lost everything. I went through bankruptcy. My company had fallen apart. It was corporate piracy. I was betrayed. Everyone in my family passed away within a six-month period. All of the older members, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, everybody, one after the other. I went through a divorce. All of this happened at once, so that all of the external frames of reference of who I believed I was were taken away. You can only start to ask the big questions. Who am I, really, if I'm not my career, if I'm not my position in the community, my position in a family, or any of the things on which we hang our hat and think that's who we are? When all of this disappears, you often are guided to search deeply within yourself for a deeper sense of identity. And that, for me, was the beginning.
That note, we're going to go ahead and take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Rasha about oneness and her journey. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Relationships work for you, those with your family, friends, and coworkers, perhaps with a lover. How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Rasha, the author of Oneness and Journey to Oneness. And we've been talking about how Rasha has transcribed these teachings from Oneness and also about how that's impacted Rasha's life, which is what the journey to Oneness is about. And what I want to talk about now, we started out the show with talking about what does oneness mean. And I think it's also worthwhile to talk about what is enlightenment, because I think that so many of us have this idea that enlightenment is our goal. And once we are enlightened, then we're there, we're done, we're finished.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is another one of these words that people throw around that doesn't mean what most people think it means. Most people are using the word enlightenment to mean awakened or more conscious or more aware, in touch with some universal truths. That's not what it means at all.
Okay.
When you are enlightened, you have had the experience of the presence of the divine as your own self. You are oneness. You are God in form with full conscious awareness of it. That is actually the pinnacle of the spiritual journey, when you have gone the full distance and you begin having these extraordinary exalted experiences, often in meditation and, you know, with the help of intense spiritual practice that people used to have to sit in caves in the Himalayas for,
right,
years to get to that point, and now people are doing it. That's when you start to have tastes of these peak experiences. When that is sustained, when you are that presence in form, you can say you're enlightened. That's what it technically means.
So is it possible to have that as a sustained experience, do you believe?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's not going to happen automatically, randomly, and nobody's going to do it for you. So don't expect, because you go to a certain three-day weekend, that somebody's going to flip the switch.
Right.
And you're going to be enlightened thereafter. So many people are disappointed when they go to this satsang or that lecture, and they think they're supposed to come away and experience some kind of big bang.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. It's not like that. This is a commitment to yourself to make your spiritual life a priority, to start to develop what they call a spiritual practice. And the word sadhana, which is Sanskrit, that means doing devotional practice, be it chanting of mantras or doing prayers or lighting candles or getting into ritual or whatever does it for you, to make that a regular part of your day. Then you start to see transformation, and then your life transforms in miraculous ways. But other than that, you are on a spiritual quest, and you are dabbling in understandings and philosophy, but that's not going to give you the experience you're hungering for.
Right, right.
It'll give you a framework in which to place that experience when you actually have one. What there is to have is not glossing over the menu. of spirituality as actually sitting down and tasting it yourself.
Right.
And so many people are so ready to have that experience for themselves. They just don't know what's missing. It's not another teacher. This is the time where you close the books and you bank on your own self to guide you to that inner space in the heart where the answers lie. That's where the doorway is, and that's where the inner oneness is awaiting you, just waiting for you to come and knock. It's not difficult. The thing is, people don't know that they need to extend the invitation.
And we do that by doing a spiritual practice or practices.
By starting a spiritual practice, many people are into meditation. Highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation is a wonderful practice. There are so many ways to do it. And oneness says there are no right or wrong ways on a spiritual path. There's no practice that's better than another. It's a matter of what feels good to you. What is your truth? Never mind what somebody else is doing or saying. That's what works for them. This is a personal thing. And oneness is the first person to say that no two spiritual journeys are the same. So when you're reading A Journey to Oneness, you're reading what it was like for me.
Right.
Your journey may not go like that, although there'll be lots of common threads. There are many similarities, but yours is as unique to you as your fingerprint. And people should not feel like there's some template out there that they've got to follow, like a paint-by-numbers journey.
Right.
That's not doing yourself any service. Just feel free to create the work of art of your spiritual journey your own way.
Well, and what I also hear you saying is that every single one of us has the same ability or possibility of experiencing enlightenment and experiencing oneness.
That is absolutely true. This is your birthright, to have this in your lifetime or not.
Right, right. It's a choice.
You know, you want to spend the rest of your life pursuing a bigger car and a swimming pool, that's also a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can have that in life. But there are so many people now who have experienced all the material rewards of following one foot in front of the other the way we were taught to. And somehow it's empty. There's something missing.
Right.
And people feel guided to search in a very different direction for a sense of fulfillment, for a sense of meaning. The spiritual path is such a direction. It's one you may want to explore. And when you do, there are clues in the book Oneness of how to recognize the part that energy plays in all of this, for example, and how you can use some of those skills to your advantage and really get a leg up on the ride and accelerate your own spiritual journey in miraculous ways just by understanding how that works. It's a huge science, and a lot of that information is loaded in these two books, Oneness and A Journey to Oneness, of how to bring your understanding of taking advantage of the accelerated energies that we've been gifted with. How to harness that to your own advantage and really ride the ride and have an extraordinary result from your efforts. There's an incredible science to how to do this well. And that's the journey I was taken on, unbeknownst to me. I wasn't the least prepared for what happened to me. And A Journey to Oneness goes into great detail on all of that and how my eyes were opened.
So yeah. If people are, interested in reading these books because they want to increase their own awareness and connection with divinity, do you recommend that they start with one book over the other, or does it
absolutely
matter?
Yeah, absolutely. Read Oneness first.
Okay.
Oneness is the classic. This is the roadmap for these times of what's going on inside of you and how to harness it and really empower and what's happening in the world that reflects it, how to put this into practice. Then read A Journey to Oneness, which is a textbook illustration of one girl's adventures on the spiritual path and some very advanced teachings that she was given.
Right.
And had ease away.
Okay. So we're getting ready to wind things down with our interview today. So would you share again how people can find the books and how they can find out more information about you and Oneness?
Absolutely. The books are available on Amazon.com, in most bookstores. If your bookstore doesn't have it, they can order it for you because it's readily available. Or you can go to the Oneness website. That's onenesswebsite.com, easy to remember.
Yes.
And it's available there. Autographed copies are also available if you would like to have them as gifts to give. And there's some wonderful things you can sign up for at that website. We're also on Facebook, I should tell you.
Oh, yes.
It's oneness.through.russia. There is a wonderful Facebook page that has beautiful photographs and quotations almost daily that you can tune into if you want to feel inspired by the wisdom of oneness. And there are email series that you can sign up for where you can receive this beautiful divine wisdom as an email several times a week, even an audio email series.
So lots of choices for people to get inspired and to learn.
Absolutely, and they're beautiful and loving, and they're free.
The best part. Well, Rasha, thank you so much for sharing this information with us today. I've really enjoyed having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
And I'm glad you're feeling better.
On your program. Yeah. Oh, I am too.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll take your calls for tarot readings or intuitive coaching. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. Again, it's 800-930-2819, and now is the time to call. We'll be right back.
Professional life. On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.com and visit onpurposeradio.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2880 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today was Rasha, the author of Oneness and A Journey to Oneness. And a reminder that you can find Rasha's books and more information about Oneness at onenesswebsite.com. And I am taking calls now to do tarot readings and intuitive guidance. And if you would like to get in on that, you can call right now at 800-930-2819. Again, it's 800-930-2819. And some other ways that you can get more information on helping you get unstuck and moving forward in your life at on Facebook at the Laura Longley Show. There's lots of discussions about topics that guests talk about here on the show, and that can give you some more information. Also at the lauralongleyshow.com and on Twitter, Laura Longley, SHO. And we've had some really great guests on our show over the past year. And you can get listen to the archives anytime you like at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of the show, sign up for the weekly newsletter, which you can also do at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, I wanted to share a little bit with you some things that have been going on with me in my own shift and change and growth. As I mentioned a little bit on this show, as we were talking with Rasha about, I've been seeing, you know, different practitioners over time. And right now I'm working with a body talk practitioner, which many of you know if you've been listening to the show over the last few months. And one of the things that I have learned in that particular with that particular practitioner that I found to be really helpful, that is a practice that I'd love to share with you and see how it works for you, is that a lot of our emotions are really leftover energy. They're things that we didn't feel at the time. And actually, we can have emotions about things that don't even belong to us, that they belong to our ancestors or to other family members, and that we have taken on the energy of those things. And the way that we disperse that energy when either when it's old or it doesn't belong to us is that we just allow ourselves to feel the bodily sensations. And I was thinking about this myself over the last day or two, because I've been having what used to be normal for me, but is not so normal these days for me. When I first wake up in the morning, I'd been feeling anxiety and, you know, almost like a dread feeling that doesn't really seem to be attached to anything. And so I've been working on the practice of just allowing myself to feel it. And it's amazing how quickly that sensation just dissipates and leaves my body. If I don't try and find a story to attach to it, it will just go away. So that is a practice that you might try when you have emotions coming up that you don't know what to do with. And I think we have a caller. All right.
Lily from Seattle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lily.
Hi. I'm calling because I am in a living situation, temporary, and it's become very stressful. And okay. I'm just seeing how long that's going to continue, I guess.
Okay, so I can't predict, but what I can do is I can tell you some information that would, you know, would give you some things to think about or ways to focus around that living situation. Is it a situation where you cannot leave or change it?
At this moment, no. Not within the next 30 days, probably.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask is, what does Lily need to know in order to make this situation the best that it can be in the moment?
Okay. Is it a place... You want me to answer that? Ask that question?
No, or? I'm asking that question as I'm shuffling as I'm shuffling the cards.
Okay, all right. I'm messing my own question up.
That's okay. So the card that came up is the Five of Cups, which is disappointment. And so what it makes me wonder about is there in this situation, mm-hmm. are you dealing with feeling disappointed that it didn't work out the way that you wanted or expected?
Disappointed that I'm here. I feel like I'm here.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know what I probably didn't. I don't know what I expected. I thought it would be just a simple transition, I think.
Okay. So maybe you can just say a little bit more about what the situation is. Do you feel comfortable saying that?
Well, I've been moved in, and there are two other individuals in sharing as well. Uh-huh. And I think our values don't align.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that so the reason I'm asking that is because the disappointment card did come up. And so maybe emotionally it can be more comfortable for you for the next period of time that you have to stay there. If you let go of, okay, this isn't what I expected or what I wanted, because there must be some component of that or else you wouldn't have moved in with them to begin with, right? You must have expected something different. Is that true?
No, it was a situation where I lost one home and I had.
Oh, okay. So is there disappointment attached to what you lost?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let me just ask once more from the card's perspective.
Okay.
What else would be helpful for you to know? So part of it is it's working on the disappointment of the loss that you had. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So releasing that is part of what will help you feel better. Now, in your living situation, is it just uncomfortable, or is there actually, I don't even know how to say this. I mean, it's safe, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's what's weird is that the people that are, there's another person that's here that owns the place, but the other people, the roommates, there is something spiritually about them that's not right.
Okay. All right. There's
something.
You're feeling that. You're feeling that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what the next card that came up is the Tower, which is, it's one of the major arcana. It's number 16. And the Tower is about totally deconstructing what you have in order to build new.
Okay.
And so, you know, so it sounds like maybe what the message is here is that this is just something that you're going through, that you're needing to go through in order to create what really you're meant to be building and creating.
Okay.
Great. And so I'm sorry I can't predict, you know, how long it'll go on or what'll happen next. But
well,
if you
at least
could,
you're honest, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
not, well, you know, not saying, oh yeah, 3 months of your life, you know, because people kind of think, oh, okay, what she said. So I appreciate that about you.
Well, thank you. And so the lesson for you is to say, okay, and it's kind of like what Rasha was talking about. She was at rock bottom, and then all this opened up for her, because she had no place else to go. And so that's what the Tower is saying.
Okay. That one I can understand.
Right.
So I just need to keep moving forward, basically.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you for your time and enjoy your day.
Thank you, Lily.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that brings us towards the end of our show today. I want to thank my guest, Rasha, for sharing all of her information on oneness and enlightenment and her own journey. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and or 2 p.m. I can't even speak. 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on KKNW or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with psychologist Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein about her book, The Enchanted Self. You can tune in to find out how you can love yourself unconditionally and how it will change your life. Please join us and have a great day. We'll see you back here next time. Oh.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.